the time of the show when we do a setting the bar story, which if you were to describe to someone who's never heard it before, what would you say?
That's an example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever accidentally ordered something off a menu without maybe knowing what it cost. Like there are sometimes those fancy menus that don't have the cost or the price on them.
Which normally isn't good news.
Right. I was going to say, if they're not putting the price, then you know it's going to be expensive.
That's going to be real bad.
Right. But if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally ordering a $2,400 cocktail when you just thought it was 20 bucks, you're doing okay.
Are you drinking diamonds? What is happening?
So this TikToker named Lindsay went viral for when this happened.
So when I discovered the cocktail I had ordered was £2,000.
Yeah, £2,000. They were visiting Ireland, and they were from London. So it's about $2,400. I guess she misread the menu. She thought the drink would cost about $20 because of how it was.
But why does a drink cost that much money? What is in it?
Apparently it contained Cristal, a 30-year-old cognac, and a gold leaf.
A gold leaf. Okay.
Yeah. So this is her kind of describing.
So when I discovered the cocktail I had ordered was £2,000, I showed my husband the receipt and he was furious at me. So he left the bar, left me there on my own to deal with it.
And wait, hang on a second.
He walked out.
Yeah.
It's like, you're going to have to deal with that.
What?
But wait, okay. Are you going to give me the wallet?
I know. Wait, hang on a second. If we're married, I'm dealing with this too, because
I'm get a job at this place and have to work it off?
Right, exactly. Am I going to have to put an apron on and go in the kitchen?
But again, why is a place creating a drink that's that expensive? That is dumb.
I said to the young guy behind the bar, look, I'm so sorry. I had no idea this was £1,890.
Yeah, because the way it was written, it was 18, and then there was a space, and 90, there was a little space, she said, and she thought it was like...
your menu's tricky.
And she said she thought it was like 1890, like the year or something like that. She thought she was reading a year, not the price.
Gotcha.
It was set out on the menu where it said 18 gap 90, so I presumed it was £18.90. Looking back at the menu, the rest of the drinks were like 19.50.
Yeah, so she's like, looking back the menu, most of the other drinks were about 20 bucks. So I should have...
So then it's on the bartender for not saying, okay, you do know that this is that.
I know.
Are you
sure? That's part of what I'm thinking. I'm like,
you do, because they do that at the pharmacy. Like, if your prescription is going to be really, 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 like, outlandishly pricey, they say, are you sure? Because, you know, insurance isn't covering whatever. Like, they give you a little heads up.
Yeah, like the bartender should have gone, hey, are you sure? We have cheaper options.
Exactly.
With cheaper liquors, if you would like.
Oh, that is.
But anyways, so
what did the bar do?
So she said she couldn't afford to pay for it. And so the manager didn't make her settle the tab.
Did she drink all of it? Did she take a sip? When did she find? Did she drink the whole thing before she realized it?
I guess it sounded like she actually drank the cocktail. And so she paid more than just 20 bucks, what she thought it was.
So they gave her a discount?
Yeah, they gave her a discount. And, you know, and this was the first day of a 5-day trip that they were staying at that place. So they had to go through the bar area every time.
No.
And she said, finally, like on the second or third day, I went up and I saw the manager again. And I just apologized. And he was like, oh, you're the lady who, you know, and she was like, what happened? You know, and everything to the bartender. I feel so bad. And she was like, and the manager was like, I fired him. And then he was like, no, just kidding. I had to, you know, send him for retraining.
Right.
Because apparently this is not the first time this has happened.
Well, I could imagine. If she was confused, she's probably not the first one, especially if they have travelers who are not from the area.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So $2,400 on a drink.
This is what I've learned.
When you thought it was 20.
That there are such things as $2,400 drinks at some places.
I know.
And to be aware of that.
Well, heck, I mean, we're in bourbon country. We know that they're, you know, we go into some of these bourbon bars and there's like top shelf bourbons. Like, yeah, that's $300 a shot.
I'm going, well, see, it's a good thing that I'm going to stick with my
Arbor Mist.
$8 bottle of Arbor Mist. I don't have to worry about it.
Here,
I don't have to worry about
can
it.
Can you unscrew the top for me? Thank you. Thank you.
See?
Thank you.
See?
Do it close to me because I like to hear the little psst.
These are among the things that I don't have to worry about.
Yeah. So what was the most expensive thing you accidentally bought?
Oh, boy.
Like, think about that. I've got a story from one of my best friends.
It's legendary.
Yeah, I've told it on the show before, but we'd love to hear your story about what you accidentally bought and the most expensive thing you accidentally bought. All right, 502-795-1997. We'll get to your stories coming up next.